रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. किष्किंधाकांड चैप्टर नंबर 12. राम अपीयर्स एज़ द सॉलिटरीज. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Rama resolved once and for all to convince his friend. He grasped his mighty bow, filled the quarters with dire terror with its twang, and sent forth a keen arrow therefrom. It went clean through the 7 sala trees, the mountain beyond, the earth below, and the 7 underworlds, and then it came back to view and took its place in the quiver of Lord Rama. Sugriva was aghast at Rama, who in a second pierced the 7 sala trees for the one he wanted to. Next moment, boundless joy filled his heart, and he laid his head at the feet of Lord Rama, clasped his hands in fear and reverence, and cried, "Lord, you are the first and foremost of archers in all the worlds. There lives not your equal in the science of the bow. Your arrows would find it light sport to destroy Indra and his celestial hosts. Now do I know that Vali is utterly beneath your notice. One shaft of yours transfixed the 7 stately shala trees in the mountain beyond. Who would stand up to you in mortal sight? My heart is rid of grief and boundless joy fills it, for I have been blessed with a friend valiant as the lord of the celestials or the ruler of the waters. With clasped hands, I pray you to slay for me this very moment my mortal foe that calls himself my brother. Let sorrow be a stranger unto me henceforth, and deathless joy take its place." Rama embraced him warmly, expressed the unspoken wish of Lakshmana, and he said, "Sugriva, let us go hence to Kishkindha. You will do better to march in advance and challenge your brother Vali to mortal combat." Then they took their way to Vali's capital and stood concealed behind thick, dark trees. Sugriva went before them, filling the earth and sky with his lion-like roars. Vali heard the challenge and came out of the city red with wrath, even as the Lord of Day descends from his western home. Next, the brothers met in a deadly fight, even as Mercury and Mars dashed together in the heavens above. They struck each other with the force of thunderbolts. They pounded each other with their fists, hard as the vajra of Indra. Then Rama bent his bow, set a shaft to the string, and was about to dispatch it when he could not, for his life, distinguish Vali from Sugriva. So utterly alike were they in form and feature, as though they were the twin gods, the Ashwins. Hence he spared not the shaft that would drink the hot blood of Vali. Meanwhile, Sugriva was weakening before his opponent. He glanced behind and found not Rama, whereupon he broke away and fled towards the Vishumukha mountain. With shattered bones, streaming wounds, and blinding fatigue, he was fiercely chased by Vali and sought refuge in the ashrama of sage Matanga. Vali stopped short and returned to Kishkindha, roaring loudly over his shoulder, "I spare your life today!" Then Rama, Lakshmana, and Hanuman sought out the unhappy Sugriva, who hung his head in shame and said sadly, "Noble sir, you asked me to challenge Vali to a mortal fight. You pierced the sala trees and showed me what you can do, and you left me to the tender mercies of my relentless foe. Does this become you? I would be a fool to leave my sanctuary had you the courage to tell me then plainly that you were not minded to slay Vali." Rama was sorely grieved to hear it and said, "Sugriva, hear me out what I have to say and blame me as much as you like. Do you know why I did not shoot the shaft at Vali's heart? I was utterly unable to distinguish between you and your brother. So wonderfully are you alike in form, feature, height, gait, voice, splendor, looks, and valor. Fear gripped my heart that I might perhaps slay you by mistake. I would have ruined our hopes and ends had I slain you by ignorance or carelessness, and posterity will deservedly revile me as the fool. There is no sin so heinous as to promise another immunity from danger and then to slay him out of hand. Lakshmana, Sita, and I hinge my hopes on you and you alone. You are our help, protector, and support in this frightful forest. So, fight again and I will fail you not. This moment shall you behold Vali writhe on the ground, his heart transfixed with my arrow. Carry some mark about you to distinguish you from Vali. Lakshmana, hang yon flowery creeper round the shoulders of our friend. It was done, and Sugriva looked even as the sun surrounded by the stars or sunset clouds fringed by cranes. He plucked heart from Rama's words and proceeded to Kishkindha once again in the company of the brothers. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dharmurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.